Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Let's get straight into the word of God. Remember, the word of God is what reveals His mind to us. Without His word, you will not know His mind. So it's important we pay attention to His word. Hallelujah. I sense we are actually entering a season where we must really have divine encounters, okay? And many powerful supernatural things happen in our lives. Things that you can say, this is God. This is not man. See, we need such testimonies. And I sense it is the season for that. Amen. Where you put your finger on mighty things that happen and you say, it is only God that can do this. And that is happening in your life in the name of Jesus. So, when such seasons are due, you see, we must be programmed to receive. And that is my assignment this morning. So this morning I'm ministering on attracting the attention of heaven. Okay? Attracting the attention of heaven. If God is going to give you a special attention, you know, we know that God is not partial. We know that He is not a God who is a respecter of persons. But you know, the Bible says, in every place, those that call on Him. So there is a way you must be positioned to attract His attention. So as much as He is omnipotent, it is not everywhere His power is made manifest. As much as He is omnipresent, it is not everywhere His tangible presence is felt. Okay? So, in the book of Acts, hallelujah, I pray you will be well prepared for the season. The book of Acts, chapter 10. That's where we are actually going to look at a lot of things. The book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. He says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of the truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. The next verse. But in every nation, he that feareth him. So you see, he sets a platform for those that have encounters with God. Alright? He's not respecter of persons. He really doesn't have preferences. But then, he says, in every nation, that means he wouldn't appear to you because you're a Ghanaian. And he wouldn't appear to someone else because he's from America. And then he says, because you are from a certain country, I won't appear to you. No. That is not how he chooses. He's no respecter of persons. He wouldn't say, because you're of this tribe, I will appear to you. Because you are not of this tribe, I will not appear to you. No. Alright? But he says, in every nation, he's what? In every nation, he that feareth him, and that's what? Worketh righteousness is what? Accepted of him. Accepted with him. So he shows you appear to you, or you are not going to have an encounter with him because you have money. Alright? The first thing he mentions is what? In every nation, they that what? Fear him. They that fear him. So it's important we know how to prepare ourselves for such encounters. How do we attract the attention of heaven? Tap somebody and say, you must attract the attention of heaven. You must attract the attention of heaven. And when we say heaven, we are talking about the entity called God who resides in light. So when we say the attention of heaven, we are talking about attracting angels, attracting miracles from God, attracting anything that is from Jehovah. All right? How do we attract the attention of heaven? Now, the foundation is faith. The foundation is what? Faith. Okay? Now, the word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith. Faith in God. Faith in God. But you see, when we say faith in God, we must understand what faith we are talking about. Faith in God. Without faith, it is impossible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Because without faith, you can't move God to act. Alright? It takes faith to move God into action. Does that mean he is lazy or dormant and not doing anything? No. You know, God is always moving, but to move on your behalf, your faith must hook up with him, alright? Faith hooks you up with the integrity of his word, okay? To act on your behalf. So without faith, the word of God says, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that what? Come on, talk to me. Diligently seek him. That means faith has actions to it. So if you want to take a hold of God and attract his attention, you must have faith in him, all right? But how do you demonstrate your faith in him without certain actions? There must be certain things you do that proves that you have faith in him. Does it make sense? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't claim you have. Okay, if a man says, I love my wife, the question is, what do you do that makes us know you love your wife? There must be actions. Okay? So the word of God says, without works. He says, faith without works is dead. Look as funny as a faith must have works. Faith. In other words, faith must have actions. Okay? Faith must have actions. So to attract God's attention, you need, your faith must be in place. Your faith. So faith gets you to commit to God's integrity. That God has said this and I know he will do it. And most of the time, the reason why most people's faith doesn't produce the right results is because they are impatient. Okay? They are not patient. One of the signs of authentic faith is you have patience. You have what? Come on, talk to somebody and tell them, you must have patience. You must have patience. Patience. You know what? When you build and the building is more than one floor, Okay. You need columns. What's the layman called? Pillars. Technically, it's called columns. Okay. Yeah, so learn some technical words. Column. Okay. Yes. The layman will say pillars. So, what is more than just a floor, but you a ground floor, but you need to put, you need columns to hold it. You know, patience is actually the columns that uphold faith. Okay? Until physical manifestation. So if you lack patience, you will always say God delays. And you may lose hope. Huh? Have you ever waited for something and it looked like it's not coming? And you so believe God. And we lack patience. And sometimes when you compare yourself, when you like comparing yourself with people, your patience will fall into water right now. When you like comparing, because you are classmates, you say, he is driving a Benz, so I must also drive Benz by all means, because even in class, I was first and he was 30th. And many people compare themselves. I finished my first degree before her. Why does she have a job and I don't have? Some of the young men I raised made a very funny comment. And when I listened to what they said, I said, my God, the devil has entered them. That is why they can make such comments. Because if the devil doesn't enter you, there are things you are afraid to say. Especially if a man raised you, you are afraid. The devil, don't you think Judas should have been afraid to betray Jesus? Messiah. I mean, he saw everything. See, he knows that this is God. Can you just imagine? And he betrays God and took money. What? How was that possible? The Bible says Satan entered into Judas. Satan. So, what Satan was doing, he was now not, what Judas was doing, he was now possessed by human mind again. He had been possessed by Satan. And if spirits make people behave some way, when you see somebody behaving weird, check. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. I'm telling you, it's more than just attitude. It's a spirit. When you see somebody is very proud, spirit of pride, it's a spirit. The Bible mentions Leviathan. It says Leviathan is the parent of all proud people. And Leviathan is a spirit that lives in water. Are you following? It's true. The Holy Spirit, when he possesses you, you are humble. Yeah. You are humble. The moment you detect this lust is a spirit. Call out body. He would. Lust. You can't control yourself. The moment you have an erection, you feel like going to find a vagina. You don't like my message. I'm a pastor. But look, the things that you think, I'm not shy of you at all. I'm not shy at all. No. You see, everybody must have, and I'm talking about believers now, a level of self-control where you can control your desires. And you there. No. A spirit They are prostitutes sitting in church. Yes. Don't just that they don't start like the rules are. I tell you. I let me tell you, listen. Sex will take many people to hell, including bishops. Because, what, look, me, when even I'm talking about anything, any subject, this thing will come inside. Because it's the problem of man, one of the greatest problems. And that is why we come to church, for God to heal us of our issues. Sometimes you will least expect the person, innocent face. But what? Charlie, I told you this thing called sex. If you don't control it, it will kill you. Check the Bible. All the great people that died so we check. Sex is inside. Check. Should we start? Check. How can a king be walking on rooftop? And there's an open bathroom where the king stands, and national security didn't take it from them. Was that the first time the king was moving? Then the king sees this woman bath. Anointed king. Serious. Couldn't resist. Call that girl for me. Obviously, Uriah was a bodyguard of David. So David knew Uriah and his family. You can't say he didn't know the lady. But this time round, husband is going to war. And king calls the lady. Ask a few questions, but I realize. And King David, a man with the spirit, starts to devise a plan. Calls the husband home. Go and sleep with your wife. And look at the man's loyalty. I can't. My fellow soldiers are at war. How do I go and have pleasure? And King is still forcing him because I wonder how. Because you David, your face is some way. This man's face is some way. You have already done the thing. The baby would definitely look like him. But you see, he wanted to be fast. King David, how many psalms have you written? I don't know. Have you written? Even David. So this thing called sex. No. You think Samson was a weak man? That Delilah fraud. Look, all the men lift up your hands and say, Lord, have mercy on us. If you behave like you are strong, then you are. Look, sex, it will defeat you. See, but you see, when you don't love God, there's a problem. Because the foundation of the fear of God is the love of God. When you love God, you fear Him, you revere Him, and you don't want to sin against God. I see you overcoming sexual temptations. Hey! Amen. Huh? Sometimes you're a lady, you may think that you can use what you have to get what you want. And you tell yourself, exchange is no rope. I give it to you, you give it to me. You will go to hell. That's hell. And some of us men, we are shameless. You see, the day Jesus will come, I personally believe some Christians, you see, when the trumpet sound, a man will be holding your brazier. How do you go? A man who is not your husband. You see, when the angels are taking some of us, you will be left here because you see. What was I saying that brought me here? Spirit! When your wife is there, now your wife is not attractive anymore. You start looking at other women. It's a spiritual. And I always say, husbands, let our wives help us. Eh? Make sure your wife knows where you go. When your wife calls it, men friendly, men friendly, baby, I'm going, men friendly, men friendly. I'm in frozen. Sissy. We didn't need baby, I walk. Oh, quick. Me, papi, papi, passi, siya. Me, passi, siya. Me, we are from. No! Oh, dear, I'm going to be afraid. And those of you that are not married, no, if you think sex is something you can play with, let me talk to you.
Talk to them, man of God. Talk to them.
Your whole destiny can be grounded. Sex, eh? It can ground you. It can reduce you to a piece of bread. Please. I heard a story. A manager who was climbing up the ladder in the corporate world, in a bank, a particular bank. When he had closed from work, he saw one of the ladies. Oh, hello, how are you? So, are you going home? Let me give you a lift. So, he take the lady. He said, whilst they were driving, he saw that blackout. He said by the time he realized himself, he was sitting at the dining table of the lady eating salad. Yes! Salad! So he didn't know how he got to the lady's house. Look, some ladies are not human beings.
Salad.
Salad. He said, what's it? Hey, how did I get in? Emma, what am I doing here? It is salad. He said the moment he could think like that, he went off again. The next moment he was naked lying there. And he said, amazing. He said the next morning when he got to the office, this dismissal letter was waiting for him. And from that time he has been going down. This is a true story. This is not makeup. Be careful who you give lip to. One man of God told a story. He said he was driving on the highway and he saw a nurse sister. Nurse is no offense. So, the next day. So, he said God spoke to him. Continue driving. But he said, God, I've already stopped. I've already stopped. How can I disgrace somebody like this? Probably she's going my way. I said, continue driving. So the lady got to them. Then he brought his window down. When the lady saw, he said, I won't sit in your car. He said, God had mercy on me. Because some of the ladies, you are a young lady, no patience. You are rushing. The moment this guy says, I love you, if he says, I don't sleep, it doesn't show that I love you. Nonsense. The fact is that if a man doesn't love God, there's no proof that he will love you. See? Anyway, let me drop it there. Before it turns into a marriage. But these things, I will say it and say it. Live holy. Man of God, let's live holy. Let's leave. When temptation comes, run away.
Run away. Even Joseph, who didn't have the Holy Ghost, he was able to run away. Don't stand there and say that in my family, you can't run. In my family, we, when the girls are like that, we can't run. We fall. You can't run. Fear God. Fear God. People of God. Anyway, so patience, 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 patience. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 39. Don't rush, oh. Nowadays, people are rushing to get money. They want this. Be patient with God. And patience is a proof of authentic faith. When you are impatient, it's a sign that you don't have faith. Your faith is not authentic. You must have patience. And patience, I said, are the columns that uphold your faith until what? Manifestation. So that thing you are believing God for, it is highly possible, but you need what? Patience. Some of you who own skyscrapers in a
room. Amen.
Amen. Your amen. 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 Look, some of you have fleet of cars.
Amen.
There are no estates you cannot build.
Amen.
But see, though you can see it, you need patience. 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 That's here. He says, Hebrews 10, but cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. Verse 36. For ye have need of patience. Ye have need of patience. That after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. 38. Now the just shall live by faith. He says, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. He says, so patience keep you there, holding on to the word of God until manifestation. Don't be comparing yourself with others. The fact that their own has come first does not mean yours is denied. They have a certain saying, it's very nice. They say, delay is not what? Denial. That's a patience thing. Be patient with God. Have patience. Having patience also does not mean that you start to talk rough and wrong. Having patience means you hold on to what God has said. Like Abraham. Can you imagine you are walking with God? You don't have a child. God tells you, I will give you a child. And you wait for 25 years. And the Bible says, against hope, he believed in hope. His wife was menopause. Menopause. Double. I don't know when the menopause started. But double menopause. And Abraham, 100 years. Papa was. The Bible says he didn't have pleasure. Papa was. But the Bible says, against hope. Sometimes it looks like nothing can happen. That's what I'm talking to you about, attracting the attention. Sometimes it looks like nothing can happen. Sometimes it looks like the dream is too big. Sometimes it looks like, is it going to be possible? You see, if you are not careful, you will rush and you will have an Ishmael. That will become a problem forever. Huh? Am I communicating? Tap someone and say, patience, have patience, have. Have patience, have patience, have patience. If a lady is sitting by you, look at the lady and say, have patience, the marriage will come on. Have patience. Have patience. Have patience. Have patience. Have patience. And don't become... No, everybody, no consignment cry, they are digging the boot.
Man of God!
and unseen to be happening. You don't have license for legal mind. And you know, after they have used some, they say, I won't marry you again. I'm tired. You have attitude. You have this. Instead of having them come home and marry you, we are just giving freelance money. Freelance money. Now there are very little gold still left. And there are some of you that fall for the temptation of somebody is a man of God. As for Papa, the girls are for Papa. Nonsense! Don't give yourself to any so-called man of God who is using man of God to mine illegally. No, I want that you say, man of God. Thank God, he's not God of man. He's man of God. So the man comes first. And if the man is manifesting more than the God, you better protect yourself. Yes. Because God doesn't have direction. And the man. You don't like my message? Young ladies, allow into their minds. Hey, today, this one is.
Who's the God of God?
Look. Love God. Fear God. Believe pure. All the nails here. Huh? You can overcome any temptation that comes, you can overcome. I pray for you. Let me move on to else today. Hallelujah. Yes. I must talk about this. If I don't, you fall. Very great men have fallen to this thing. Great men. And they never thought they can fall like that until they were down. And don't underestimate any girl. I'm talking to the men now. Look, that sister that looks very holy sitting by you. If you are not careful, sometimes it is not a lot of conversation that led to sexual. A simple smile. But the eyelash, the black, he got it from somewhere. So just the black. You are following me. I'm telling you, it's like the Bluetooth. You'll be shocked. But the thing is that if the devil doesn't have the thing in you, he can't get you. The Bluetooth device is not ready to pair. But you fear God. Fear God. There are some of us we come to church, but we don't fear God. At all. Anyway, back to what we were saying. So, faith. So, patience will uphold your faith until manifestation. Hallelujah. But I said, faith has actions. Faith has what? And there are few things, just about three or four, that I will discuss with you this morning, and we are gone. To attract the attention of heaven, when your faith is in place, there will be things that will be happening. You will not play with them. Because when those things are intact, you will attract heaven's attention. Now, Jesus, in Matthew chapter number 6, from verse 1 to 18, Jesus gives us three pillars that receive rewards from God when they are done or when they are acted upon. Three pillars, okay? Which are pillars I believe you know. Jesus said, when ye give thine alms, he also says, when ye pray, then he also says, when ye fast. Then all of this, he connects them with receiving rewards from God when they are done well. That shows you that they are things that when you apply them in faith, it attracts the attention of heaven. Am I communicating? Yes. So he says, those that do it to please men, they have their reward here. But those that do it God's way, fasting God's way, not to show to men that they are fasting, but you see, they understand why they are fasting, in placing a demand on God, he says, God shall reward them openly. Shall reward them. I thought you continue it for me. Listen to me. Enough of all the pleasure and the eating. We are entering the seventh month. Huh? Am I communicating or you don't like what I'm saying? And God says that he wants to do mighty supernatural things for us. Lord, if we will sacrifice, some of us must have some breakthrough financially that we've never had before.
Amen.
So, but fasting doesn't bring money. Listen to me. We are talking about attracting the attention of heaven. And when heaven's attention is attracted, anything is possible. You know, some of you don't believe that supernaturally you can be given a car. That is why in your consciousness, you only believe that you have to work hard to purchase it. If you put your 30 years salary together, there are certain cars you may never be able to drive some. People of God. You see, there are some of us who believe in the supernatural. Things can happen, though. Things can happen. Somebody can dash you a house. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. So you see, get back to the Acts chapter 10, verse 30. He says, I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, somebody say, at the ninth hour.
At the ninth hour.
Oh, come on, talk to me.
At the ninth hour.
I'm going to be sharing with you the watches and the hours. You see, the ninth hour is 3 p.m. And 3 p.m. is a time of prayer. That shows you that this man had really come to accept the faith of the Jews. Because the Jews pray. They pray. They fast. They give. No wonder they are always attracting God's attention. And this man had come to that place where he has come to accept even their prayer times. Okay, Acts chapter 3 verse 1. We will come back here, okay? Is somebody here at all? Acts chapter 3 verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of what? At the hour of?
Prayer.
At the hour of?
Prayer.
Prayer. Being the ninth hour. Now go back to the verse 30. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house. Have you seen? Have you seen the connection? And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. So an angel appeared to him. This season, may we combine these three. Giving, praying, fasting. That's what they say. The last one is the one that is serious. The one. Because I know the prayer here, you can mutter some 1, 2, 3. But staying off food. Some of us, there are things standing in front of us that have made us stagnate. They must be crushed. Some of us, certain doors must open. You are not waiting for any door to open. You are not waiting for any door. I think those here, you are not waiting for any door to open. I think those here are waiting for doors to open. There are some forces who are saying, look, we won't allow you to go to your next level. Those forces, Banco and Tilapia, will not be able to help you to kick up. Look, there should be a strong desire for fasting and prayer. they will kill you. you are busily feasting. Haman went to the king and said, look, I don't like these people. They are not correct. Give me order to kill all of them. I will pay money into your treasury. Can you imagine? The guy was going to pay money to kill everybody. Then the message got to Esther. Queen Esther is in the palace. Mordecai said, what is your name? You are to be dodgy. You are going to be where then? Baby, I'm free. My shadow, I'm free. Queen Esther said, tell everybody to fast 3 days, 3 nights. Nobody should eat or drink anything. This guy must come down. How do I even go to the king to ask for favor? Check my mika sentio. Niyeme kosu asasiso. Bae bumwa kasa niyeme biwono me kosu yungba. E ni asam kwan on kopane saya. Wahini jina wasa wase. Bibi ya upe biya to the half of my kingdom. Demonic dance. Obani, yes, yes, sir. His head. And then people of God. And then that shows you that no spirits, when you are able to engage certain activities in the spirit, no, you can move even kings to promise you half of their kingdom. Why did I say that? After 3 days and 3 nights of fasting, Esther, who didn't know whether she would live or die. Because she didn't have permission to come to the king. When she went to the king stretched his scepter. Then you know what the king said? He said, you can request anything to the half of the kingdom. That means fasting and prayer can move authorities to even change laws in our favor. You are not getting what I am saying. That thing that we have not been awakened for. By fasting and prayer, something will shift in the atmosphere. And certain doors will open. Somebody shall hear you.
I hear you.
She didn't know whether she was going to die. He said, if I perish, I perish. But don't just be making nonsense talk. If I perish, I perish. If there's nothing back in it, you perish. You are going to the king. They say that if it is not your turn, you can't come. And you have not fasted, you have not prayed. Say, if I go, if I perish, I perish. Back in Esther. Your family devils don't want you to marry. You are also not serious. You think it's in makeup. If it's in makeup, you look, TSM. There are forces you must deal with. You see, and you need to attract the attention of them to deal with some things for you. All the Jews would have been killed if Esther kept quiet. If they sat down and said, we are God's people, nothing will happen. Sure. John the Baptist did for you. He did. In this season, wake up. Wake up. Apply yourself to these great steps of faith. Esther said, nobody should eat or drink. Listen, God respects sacrifice. Sometimes even when you are fasting, you cannot pray much because you realize that your body is weak. Listen to me. There gets to time where the fasting itself turns into prayer because it's a sacrifice. Who was scared of the third year? You have money to buy food. You have money, food in the fridge, but you have refused to eat. You say, because of these matters, Lord, if you don't speak, I am finished. Then you attract the attention of heaven. Listen to me. If you don't want a scar, that means you are not ready for a testimony. Sometimes we are too relaxed. And things will just work by themselves. Let's wake up to this season of prayer, of fasting, of giving. Am I communicating at all? And you see how you attract the attention of heaven. Hannah said, I won't eat. The husband said, eat. I won't eat. There's something on my heart that God must answer me. Then Hannah went into the temple. After they had given their offering, Hannah said, it's not enough. Hannah said, it's not enough. She went and stood by the altar, praying with no food in her stomach until she caught the attention of the priest. And the priest said, hey, throw away your drink. He said, look, I'm not drunk. My heart is heavy. There's a burden. 2 months yesterday. Eli looked at her and said, look, go. Let it be done unto you. That was when Hannah wiped off her tears. Because she had attracted the attention of heaven. The priest had spoken a word of prophecy to her that it was done. Listen to me. May a strong, deep sense of fasting come upon you. He said, but we just fasted 30 days. 30 days, you didn't do it. No, you didn't do it. This 30 days that sometimes you broke at 2 p.m. and what 12 p.m. Look, God was watching you. Very few people were faithful to go to 6. Even when they got to a certain point, you were begging me to bring it to 4. I'm talking about coming to the place. Look, write those things there. Say, Father, something must happen. I need the attention of heaven. You see, most of the time when you are fasting, you are thinking about how you are reducing the size. Especially the ladies. Let me tell you something. When you have had this attention, the man wouldn't even see you don't have a buttocks. Fast and pray. That's why they don't like it. Fast and pray. You say, this lust must die. I must kill it before it kills me. I must kill this thing before it kills me. Are you listening to what I am saying? I must kill it before it kills me. Then you declare a fast. Because you want the attention of heaven. You declare a fast. And you set your clock. Listen to me. If you pray 12, let's begin from the morning. 6, 9, 12, 3. If you pray 15 minutes, 6, 9, 12, 3, 15 minutes at each hour. That is 1 hour in the daytime. If you pray 6 p.m., 15 minutes, 9 p.m., 15 minutes, 12 a.m., 15 minutes, 3 a.m., 15 minutes, that's another 1 hour. So if you can even spread 15 minutes for prayer, you can pray 2 hours a day. But you see, you want to feel like you know you are the prayer king come. Wow. So that you can have a testimony to share. You may not be able to start with 2 hours. So set a time for yourself. 15 minutes, 6, 9 a.m., 15 minutes, 12 noon, 15 minutes, 3 p.m., 15 minutes. What hour was not? I was going to say for the guy. Cornelius going to pray. Which was the hour of prayer. That means there are hours we pray. Though you can decide to pray because we are men of the spirit, you can decide to pray at any time. There are hours of prayer. What are they? 6, 9, 12, 3. Then you come to the evening. 6, 9, 12, 3. 4 hours, 4 watches. I want a strong desire to pray and fast to fall on you. Because it's a season, if you commit yourself to it, we will have encounters we've never had before. We will have turnarounds we've never had before. Be encouraged by the story of Esther. When you go sit down and open your Bible, maybe you've never read Esther before. Get down to Esther and read that scripture. Esther was able to save the whole of the Jews. Why? She decided, I won't sit back. We will fast and pray. We will fast and pray. Man of God, if you can fast and pray, there are billions waiting on the other side. There are great businesses on the other side. I thought you say amen. Yeah. Is somebody going to apply themselves to this? I'm finished. For just 5 minutes, the spirit and grace to fast and pray and to give alms. The spirit and grace to do what? To fast and pray. Like when you wake up Monday morning, nobody will tell you fast today. You nah. You say, ah, this is my soul day. I'm fasting from morning till the next morning. You'll die. Then you have a target. What do you want to achieve by that fast? And sometimes you have nothing material to ask God. Your whole conversation is, God, I want to be a carrier of your tangible presence. I know you are with me, but when I enter in this place, may I communicate your tangible presence. I tell you, that alone is enough currency to purchase you anything. Is somebody listening to me? Be on your feet, people of God. Those in the other assemblies, I hope you are listening. We want to lift that prayer. The spirit and grace to pray and to fast and to give alms in the name of Jesus. Father, as I lift up my voice, let the spirit and the grace to fast and pray and give in this season come upon me. Let it be stirred within me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. You see, when the angel came to Cornelius, he directed Cornelius to where his helper was. And before Cornelius got there, that is the people he sent to go and call Peter. Peter had also received a vision from God. That shows you that, you see, when you gain the attention of heaven, not only will he direct you right, he will also speak to those that must help you. Peter was spoken to by God that, hey, go with them to Cornelius' house. So the helper he needed at that moment, God had communicated with him. And he himself had received specific direction as to what to do to receive that helper. Am I communicating at all? You want to pray in this season, Lord, as I apply myself to your word, may my helpers receive signals from heaven to respond to me. And may I be directed to where my helpers are in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. As you fast and pray, if only you apply yourself to this truth, inordinate affections will die. That is to say, bad lusts for things that man shouldn't even desire. Would that?
Amen.
Would that?
Amen.
And the Lord will speak to those that must help you.
Yeah.
My goodness. The same way he spoke to Peter before Cornelius' people got there. He will communicate with those that must offer you help.
Yeah.
You will be directed right.
Yeah.
You will find yourself in the right place.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
The things that are hindering forces, the forces of stagnation, they will be removed from your path.
Yeah.
Listen, Haman thought that he was going to destroy the Jews. He built a gallows to hang Mordecai, but he himself was hanged on it.
Yeah.
What happened? They have fasted and prayed. As you apply yourself to this, anybody that has built something to hang you on, they will be hanged on it themselves. Those that have that pit for you to fall into, they will fall into the pit. Family cases, generational cases that have ruled over people in your home, they cannot rule over you because you have decided to get heaven's attention. In the name of Jesus, you will be one that will continue to bring generational blessings. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak forth into your life. As you apply yourself to this truth in this season, what looks like it is very hard, God will step in and make it easy for you. Things that looks like naturally they cannot be accomplished, supernaturally God will step into it for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.